Check out the EOTM Media Group. Yeah, the EOTM Media Group. We're a new media company encompassing radio, PR, and TV. Follow us on Twitter at EOTMPR. For a great publicist, there's one thing you need to do. Contact the EOTM Media Group.
Hey, you guys, what's going on? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and we are here at the Kicker Spot about to get into another wonderful evening, fun-filled day, as we do here on the Kicker Spot. So you guys definitely want to hang out and chill and let us do what we do, because you know we get down with the get down, okay? Let's see. What are we going to do today? Well, today's going to be a fun-filled day, of course, because it's the holiday season, and we've been having a blast. I know for myself personally, I have been doing and going to all kinds of events. I did the – it was just mad crazy fun, though, doing it. I mean, it really has been. And that's why I keep going. Let's see. I'm trying to think. So this week, we went to a three different Christmas party and had a blast. One was actually a surprise baby shower. We disguised it as a holiday party for a good friend of mine. Great bash. I hosted the event. It was awesome. Secondly, followed up with a super cute, super fun party at the historic Mission Inn Hotel in Riverside. If you've ever been in the area or happen to be out there, this is definitely a place you want to check out during the holiday season, as it's just beautifully lit with lights and animatronics moving around. Very festive, great for Kodak moments. If you get the chance, swing by. If not, then you might want to just go online and look it up, because it's a great venue. And it's really cool regularly, but then during the holiday season, they just jazz it all out with the lights. And then third, I had a chance to go to this really nice company Christmas party or holiday party at this elegant and private country club, where they did one of many raffles. They had a bunch of raffles of stuff, of gifts and things or whatever. But one of the prizes I was hoping to win was $1,000 cash. Yeah, they just handed out $1,000 like right there. I decided to join this country club. They're just giving out money like this. But when I said hope to win, that would probably let you know that not so much. I didn't take home $1,000, but I definitely did get a hold of the they have some headphones, silence headphones, so they take all the noise away. I did win those, so that was pretty awesome in itself. So super cool, and I had a great time there. And now, I guess Christmas time is just about here, and I'm excited because this Christmas I am not working, and that's awesome for me because I get a chance to go to my mother's house and hang out there. She has her big Christmas Eve gala that's always popular, always well attended, and people just love it. And so I'm happy I get to attend this year without rushing off or not making it at all, and that's awesome. So that's super cool there. Just a little bit going on with me, you guys. Other than that, let's move on into the rest of today's events, which is, don't forget, if you get a chance, stop by tangelo.com for more information about the show, about your host, T'Angelo, and to keep up with all the happenings. And then also swing by tangelolive.com to pick up all of your celebrity books, all celebrity titles, or any book that you need. You can go over to tangelolive.com and order it there, okay? Be sure to follow us and support us on Facebook and Twitter. Your support and words and, you know, all those good comments you leave are always appreciated there. And then lastly, you can swing over to facebook.com/T'Angelo Live, where we do have on the page the book and toy drive for our American heroes and their families. You're actually given the opportunity to donate a toy or a book of your choice from that link to a wounded warrior and their families, okay? So all the information is definitely available to you there. And let's see. Is that about everything? Oh, I want to let you guys know, for the listeners out there, just be aware that as coming 2013 is a few changes that will be taking place, and one of them is the show will be moving to a later hour. We're going to go ahead and push the show down to the 8 o'clock hour, so we can really get into the house and chill out, get a little comfy, whatever, so we can all hang out here on this show. So just be aware that for 2013, the Kicker Spot will start at 8 p.m. Okay, you guys. me think. Yes. I also did want to mention a little piece of news here, which is today's show will be the last live show I do for 2012. Could you believe it?
Aww.
Oh, wait. But don't worry, you guys. Don't worry. I will be back in 2013. Oh, you're wonderful. Oh, no, stop it. Oh, no, you're too kind. Oh, I love you, too. I love you, too. Thank you, guys. And listen, and when I do return, the Kicker Spot and Channel Live One Books will definitely keep the momentum going, okay? We're only going to give you more celebrity book authors, more celebrity stories, attend more happening events in L.A., more red carpets, and just a whole lot more, okay? So definitely keep it going. We're definitely going to keep it going. And, oh, my goodness. We're definitely going to keep that going in L.A., so I'm really excited. People have just been really supportive, EOTM and TSO Live, and we just love it. So that's awesome. Let's see. What else are we doing? Oh, and just to give you a heads up on the things happening in 2013, just a few things I'll mention. TSO Live will be attending the Fit Expo, which is like the biggest, I think, Fit Expo in the U.S., and this Fit Expo is amazing. It will be taking place January 19th and the 20th. So if you happen to be into fitness and getting it right for 2013, definitely come out and join us there. I will have a booth, which will be awesome. And as I mentioned, 2013, I am going to work towards, a healthier lifestyle. I am a junk food junkie, and I love to eat whatever I want to. But to keep up on this hectic schedule and have the energy to do it, I'm definitely going to have to, pull some things together and, make it work. So that's that. And then the College Expo is coming up. If you guys have been following the show, I'm a major supporter of the College Expo, which is taking place February 2nd at the Los Angeles Convention Center. And so if you have any youth looking to move forward to college, anywhere from the sixth grade up, you can just definitely go to the College Expo. It's really cost efficient. You can go to thecollegeexpo.org to get more details about it. But Tangible Live will be there. And then another one, don't forget it, the Academy Awards Red Carpet Pre-Show is coming also, where your boy T'Angelo and Carla B will be on the red carpet. And that's going to be awesome. And let me think, that's too much of just of it. Okay. And I want you guys to definitely be a part of and support and just keep it going, okay? Now, let's just talk about this week's show, what we have going on today. This week, okay, so I'd be giving you guys tips of the week for relationships. Well, this relationship is going to be about the family, okay? So it's going to be relationship tip for the week is based on your family, okay? How to deal with those just disrespectful family members during the holiday season. Yeah, I'm going to get you guys on that. And also, you just know that you don't want to miss it, okay? You just don't want to miss it. It's going to be funny and it's going to be real, okay? Family members during the holidays will be going over the top, so we're going to make sure we pull that together for them. And then also, we're going to discuss a little bit on the horrible shooting that took place in Connecticut. And actually, I call this segment Connecticut Life After. A horrible tragedy, indeed it was, and just kind of like now that it's over, where are things going and what are people talking about, okay? And we have to also discover the prediction for the Academy Awards. We'll do a little bit about that. And a little on the Instagram and how Kim Kardashian might save us all when it comes to Instagram. And Eva Lanzada and her hubby, Ocheco, what's going on with them? Ocheco? I think I pronounced it wrong. Oh, my goodness. I think I pronounced his name right. Ocho Cinco. That was his name. Sorry. And her husband, Ocho Cinco. Okay. I'm sorry. I was struggling, but I knew I was going to get it. Okay. So, yes, Eva Lanzada and her husband, Ocho Cinco, what's going on with them today? And if you guys followed the news, he had headbutted her, so she's going to divorce from him and stuff. So let's see what they have today. And now, tonight in our premiere segment, T'Angelo Live on Books, we will feature the wonderful, the beautiful actress, writer, songwriter, singer, director, producer, voiceover actress, Claudia Christian. She will definitely be here tonight, as she has recently released her new title, Babylon Confidential, which deals with her tailspin descent into alcoholism and her redemption as she overcame it all. This is going to be a great show. I'm really excited to talk to her. You guys surely want to get yourselves ready, because she has a great book that's really informative. It's really juicy, actually, too. She kind of having those lives where you're just like, oh, her life could have been on a new show called My Life is a Lifetime Movie. She could have been on that show with this life. She really went through some things, okay? So we're going to discuss that with her today and how she had to pull it all together, okay? What you call it? Oh, goodness. So we definitely are going to, you know, get into that with her. And, oh, yeah, so be sure to call in, you guys. Be sure to call in so you can talk with the actress Claudia Christian, who is also most known for her role in the TV sci-fi mega hit Babylon 5. So if you remember Babylon 5, you'll definitely recognize this young lady. And you can go to tangelalive.com right now to order your copy of the book or to see what it looks like and get a little blurb on it and everything, okay? So we are going to take a quick musical break, you guys, but when we return, I will share a few tips with you on how to deal with those family members who just really get on your nerves sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so hang out. We'll be right back after this. This is your boy T. Angelo, and you are chilling here at
What's
the
going
spot.
On? This is your boy T. Angelo, and you are chilling at the Kickin' Spot.
Hey, what's
your boy T'Angelo, and you are tuned in to The Kickin' Spot. You are now tuned in to The Kickin' Spot, and I'm your boy T'Angelo.
Hey, you guys, what's going on? This is your host, T'Angelo, and it is definitely going down here at T'AngeloLive.com. So let's get into discussion about these unruly family members you have, okay? So this segment is going to be about the holiday family members that you only get to see during the holiday season, okay? This time of the year, they just pop up, okay? So family members who try the first type of family member who kind of irritates my nerve, and I'm sure you guys have probably experienced this as well, is the family member who tries to build their life up to be more than what it really is. You listen to all their tales and fables that they conjure up and soon become completely disgusted with them, you know? So how do you handle them? Easy. Simply call them out on their bull, you know what I'm saying? Don't put yourself through the agony and the pain and scratching your ears out, because when it comes down to it, you'll just let them know. That's not quite what I absolutely know, because your mama had told me that, yeah, but no, I thought you owe me that money. I thought you didn't get that back. Oh, okay, cool. And what most likely will happen is they will then become mad at you for calling them out on their ish, and you'll just laugh in their face about it, like, what? I'm sick of it. You know, I know some people are not as outwardly spoken as I am, but that's what I do. I just call you out on it. Like, that's not quite what happened. I don't know. It's a bit confrontational maybe, but, hey, they stressing me out. Why got to be stressed? I'm not going to play the victim. I'll just stress them back out. You know what I'm saying? Let's digress. The second type of family member that you have to deal with would be the members who bring their badass kids to your house. I know we have all had to deal with this one. Now, you watch the children begin to terrorize your home, and you mention to the parents, you know, could you kind of catch that? And they seem to think it's cute. Okay, so how do you handle this one? First of all, you should not invite them to your house in the first place. You knew in advance the kids she was raising were the devil's spawn. So you need to go ahead and nip that in the bud, okay? Just don't have them over. Just tell her, honey, this wouldn't be a good idea right now because I can't do it because your kids cost too much. They like to, you know, mess with stuff. So I'm going to have to go ahead and tell you not this time. Unless you, you know, put a leash on them. I don't know. Tie them up outside or something. They can't come inside. And then you should, I mean, on the real, I'm just saying, it would just make matters so much easier if you did that. Now, if that is not what you're going to do, when the children get to the house, just take matters into your own hands. Let those kids get a little comfortable, and you simply snatch them up and say, I'm not having it. I simply scared the bejesus into the kids myself. I just let them know, I'm not your mama. I don't like you like that. Now, if you don't put it together, I'm going to snatch you bald. And that's just how it's going to go. Not up in here. Not over here. That's how we do it at 555 East Cassidy. You know what I'm saying? You can pull it together. Hey, they just kids. I don't care. I don't care. I don't like you like that. Okay, the last type of family member I'm going to mention is one I know we all have had, which is that family member who thinks that your money and good fortune should be theirs as well. These people spend most of the day asking you for your ish or saying things like, if you don't want that, you just give it to me. Really? Is that what I want to do? So I'm going to go ahead and just say, yeah, no, for that one. I mean, they also be sitting there thinking that when they go to your house, they look at stuff that they feel that you have not been using and find it to be, you know, something they can call their own. Like, well, you haven't been using this, so why don't you just give it to me? And the words is clueless, as if. I mean, really, you just need to keep people pushing. That's just disrespectful and rude. You need to, you even have those family members who will suggest that you invest in some business venture that they have been dreaming about their entire lives. What? I don't get it. You going to come to me with this? Or you even have the one family member who's like the worst of all, the one who just outright asked you to borrow $2,500 and concluded with saying, I'll pay you back in installments. Yeah. That's not going to work. I'm not foreseeing that taking place right now. I'm not, no,
How about that? Just no altogether. Okay, so for some of these members, you can just simply tell them that you don't loan out money and that you don't take care of other adults. And if you need to, you know, if you need to tell them back about your face a little bit, then do so. You have to be clear with these people, not beating around the bush, get straight to the point, present it in a way that they know they can't get over on you with this and it's not happening and not to ask you again, okay? Now, with these types of people, you just have to be forward. I don't understand how they seem to do all these things, considering they only see you once out of the year. I mean, these members are the ones you only see during the holidays, and it's the only time you hear from them is during the holiday season when they think you're going to get them something. And this is not a bad thing, just what it is. I personally say, don't act like you really know me. It just calm down and be respectful. Respect my house. Oh, yeah, you guys. Merry Christmas, everybody. Yeah, that.
Angelo, ticket spot. Hey, what's up? It's your boy T. Angelo, and you are tuned in to the Kicker Spot. Ticket spot.
Okay, you guys.
On. This is your boy D'Angelo, and you are chilling at the Kicker Spot. Welcome to the Kicker Spot, and I'm your host, D'Angelo.
So, you guys, we have this horrible story of the shooting in Connecticut with all the children and the teachers. And if you have been on planet Earth, you've seen a lot of it on the news. So what I was thinking about was life after. You know, there's so much going on, so much being talked about. We are watching the funerals on TV. We're seeing the dedications out to the families. We're hearing more and more about the kids. I know before the show started, I was just watching them discuss one kid who, you know, loved to play piano, was learning how to draw. One of the boys was in the Boy Scouts, and so the Boy Scouts did a whole thing for them. Okay. Now, I was thinking, you know, life after this, what's going on? You got them talking about having the teachers become trained to carry guns at school. You got them talking about having the armed forces or having the guards at the schools. You know, we're trying to figure out how to start protecting our schools, how to protect our children, because, of course, a lot of parents are terrified and wanting to go into homeschools and all sorts of different things. What can they do? One thing I thought was kind of interesting was they have these armored backpacks and parents thinking about getting their kids bulletproof backpacks. After the Connecticut shooting, one gentleman, his wife had decided to buy their son, who would be going to school in 2014. He's 1 year old today, but he'll be going to school in about 2014. And when he does, they're thinking about buying him a backpack that was bulletproof. And the parent went on to say, it's a no-brainer. My son's life is invaluable. The 41-year-old parent from Denver said, if I can get him a backpack for $200 that makes him safer, I don't even have to think about it. That's just what it's going to be. And the question is this the way to go? You know, the reaction from the deadly Connecticut school shooting can be seen, all across the news. And you're wondering, are people acting out of anxiety, or is this actually the best way to go? One person went on to say that they don't think that giving their children bulletproof backpacks is the best way to go because it teaches the child, you know, not to trust their fellow man, to always be in anxiety, always wondering who's around them. And not to say having the backpack will save your life, but it does give you some type of barrier to hide behind. It gives you some type of way to, you know, some more safeness, something else to have. And, again, the question is this the way to go? But it is what people are thinking about today. And the backpacks do range anywhere from $200 to $400. But, you know, what is the price on safety? The elementary school, you know, that this happened in, if they had backpacks, would that have been a better way to go? And it's just life after it. And I just wanted to present that idea to think about. Do we get the children the bulletproof backpacks So now I'm thinking, you know, I'm safe, or are they aware that they have it? Now, the bulletproof backpack does protect you from, like, handguns. It would not work for an assault rifle, which is the gun that was used for this killing. But, again, it's just about trying to take some type of precaution, you know. This is not some people even went on to say this is not serving to keep the kids safe. This is serving to increase their fear or suspicion of their peers, as I mentioned earlier. So I know that they were saying that these backpacks weren't like this biggest thing or whatever. They weren't really being talked about at first because they already had these backpacks out, but no one's really interested in it. And now apparently the interest in these backpacks have gone up 200%, and people are requesting them so much more ever since this happened. And now we're wondering, is this the way to go? Are we getting our children bulletproof backpacks? I don't know. Just something to put into your thoughts. All right, you guys, hang on. We'll be right back. Oh, goodness.
Hey, you guys, have you seen the kicker spot? I mean, I'm trying to find the kicker spot. I can't get in? What do you mean I can't get in? I'm T'Angelo. I'm the host.
The kicker spot. When you are looking for the latest, the freshest, and the biggest stories in Hollywood, EOTM Blog is a site to visit. But there's also a clip of me on the red carpet when I call one of the celebrities the wrong name. Ooh, yeah. The Kickin' Spot, Kickin' Spot, Kickin' Spot, Kickin' Spot. The Kickin' Spot, Kickin' Spot, Kickin' Spot, Kickin' Spot. If you know who you are, my bad. It was my first. What's going on? This is your boy T'Angelo, and you are chilling at the Kickin' Spot.
Hey, you guys, what's going on? Okay, so we are now going to look at, the Academy Awards predictions. We discussed a little earlier that me and the girl Carla B is going to be on the pre-show red carpet. But I'll think about some of the predictions that are happening. You know, what do we think is going to be going on this year? Who, what, where, when, why, you know? And just to name a few, I don't get too carried away into this segment, but as, you know, the awards are approaching, we are thinking what's going on. And I know a few categories I'm interested in, of course, is Best Picture. And let me see, for my prediction, who could even be nominated for Best Picture? I'm going to have to say for the 2013 Oscars. Best Picture, it's a lot of good stuff out there, but a few movies I think will be looked at will, Les Miserables doesn't come out until Christmas, but I definitely think it's going to be looked at because it is, you know, just that movie that everyone's in love with. The movie Lincoln, I heard awesome things about Lincoln. I think Lincoln is definitely going to be one of those films to, you know, to be reckoned with. And then there was Life of Pi. I didn't see, and I didn't necessarily link the trailer didn't give me anything, but I could totally see them trying to give that movie some play because it was visually stunning and a film that you would like to see. But I just did not necessarily get in love with it, but a lot of people have been feeling it. So for Best Picture, I would have to say I think it needs to go to Lincoln. I think it was a great film. I think they did a really good job with it, but we'll have to come out and see, you know, what's going to happen there. Another great category I look forward to seeing, of course, is going to be Best Actor. And I'm partial to this category, of course, because I want to be in it one day. So we have to really, you know, make sure I find my way through it. With that being said, Daniel Day-Lewis from the movie Lincoln, I feel that he has a chance at, you know, Best Actor. And then we have John Hawkins from The Sessions, who might, you know, have a chance. Can't forget our boy Denzel Washington in the movie The Flight. Love The Flight. Flight. I was hit and miss the movie Flight. I thought he did a cool job, though. I thought Denzel did a cool job at the character. I could see him, you know, coming up. He is Denzel. And then you got your boy Hugh Jackman from Les Miserables, because, you know, he was just awesome. I've seen some of the film, and I thought that he did an awesome job as well. So I wrote Hugh Jackman down because his betrayal in this film is strong, it's powerful, it connects, and so you definitely want to see him. Now, this is a long shot, but I'm going to go ahead and say this, that Jamie Foxx might, you know, pull through with Durango. You know, it seems like a very strong character, a very good film. So we'll have to kind of check that one out and see how he does. But, and then lastly, I want to mention Best Actress because, you know, without a Best Actor, you can't you have to have a Best Actress to be the Best Actor. Okay, and let's see, for Best Actress, who did I put down for this one? Now, you might be thinking, because I had so much to say about Les Miserables, that our girl, what's her name? Oh, my goodness, I forgot her name. Hathaway, Anne Hathaway, I would have mentioned her, but no, not so much. I'm not connected just yet. I'm actually going to have to go with Jennifer Lawrence for Silver Linings Playbook. That was a good performance she did. And then, who else did I think? Naomi Watts. Naomi Watts for The Impossible. Check that one out, you guys. The Impossible was good, and she did she did a great performance there. But the only two I really pulled out this year. So, you know, we're going to keep watching the Academy Awards and nominations and see, you know, who's going to really make it big and who's going to take us there for 2013. I know me and Carla B are definitely going to be on the red carpet pre-show pulling that together. You got to check us out. I'm really excited to be there with my girl again. We have to find fashion. What are we wearing this year? I saw she posted on Facebook already. I'm behind. I need to get on top of my P's and Q's. Okay, you know what? Anyhow, you guys, for more details on the 2013 Academy Awards, be sure to visit EOTMblog.com. And be sure to keep your eyes out for me and your girl, Carla B, as we hit the red carpet, okay? It is now time for our premiere segment. As we digress into the evening, we present Tiangelo Live on Books.
Tiangelo Live on Books.
And I'm your host, Tiangelo.
The next best thing to reading is talking about it. TiangeloLive.com. Celebrity book authors. Self-help. Celebrity tell-all. Memoir. Celebrity biography. Sports figure. Tiangelo Live on Books.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome back. You are tuned in to the Kick a Spot, and I'm your host, Tiangelo. And we are now entered Tiangelo Live on Books, where we are gearing up to speak with the actress, singer, songwriter, director, producer, and voiceover actress, Claudia Christian. She is most noted for her role in the TV's sci-fi mega hit Babylon 5, and Claudia has recently released her new title, Babylon Confidential, which deals with her tailspin descent into alcoholism and her redemption as she overcame it all. We love a good underdog story, especially when they come out on top. So without further ado, everyone, we want to welcome Claudia to Tiangelo Live on Books. Good evening. Claudia, are we there? Okay. We thought we had a connection. And I think we are having a connect issue. Okay, well, as I mentioned, you guys, Claudia has recently released her new book, Babylon Confidential, which can be seen on TiangeloLive.com if you want to order your copy there. So be sure to head over to TiangeloLive.com to do so. It is a great book dealing with all sorts of things from her rock and roll hardcore life into, like I said, falling into alcoholism and how it happens and then pulling yourself out of it. But we're going to take a quick musical break as we work to get Claudia on the show. And you guys will continue to hang out while you pull out these little bugs. And we'll be right back after this moment, okay? Hang out.
Gone away is a bluebird. and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire.
And you guys, welcome back. And you are listening live to T'Angelo Live on Books. And as I mentioned, we are currently here gearing up to talk with the beautiful actress, writer, songwriter, director, and producer, Claudia Christian, most noted for her role in the TV sci-fi mega-hit Babylon 5. Claudia has recently released her new title, Babylon Confidential, which deals with her tailspin descent into alcoholism and her redemption as she overcame it all. So without further ado, let's welcome Claudia to T'Angelo Live on Books. Good evening, Claudia. How are you doing?
I hope that you can hear me now.
I clearly hear you now.
Oh, excellent. Okay. That was an awkward couple of 20 minutes or so.
I know, right?
Welcome. I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me. I was screaming, D'Angelo!
from the mountaintop, she screams into the abyss.
Actually, from the mountaintops of Napa Valley. I'm visiting my parents for the holiday. So
Napa Valley is beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful here. It's about to thunderstorm, but it's been a lovely day, and it's kind of chilly, and so it feels a little Christmassy. And
right.
I'm very happy to be on your show, and I'm sorry that we had technical difficulties earlier, but I was here.
Yes,
I heard everything
and I asked,
you said about me.
And I saw that you were there, and I was like, why aren't we speaking together? But they got us worked out. The producers were great. They helped put us together. But
great.
All in the world of live performances. So
That's right.
So awesome. Well, thank you for coming out, and good that you're with family and all that. That's awesome as well. So let's talk about this beautiful in this book. Okay, so I love a good story. I really love good, juicy stories. And your life so is one of those ones that you see on television. Like, you lived a reality TV show without a camera.
I think earlier you called my life a lifetime story, which was kind of funny. I was giggling about that. You know, there are highs and lows in everybody's life, and I think that, you know, if I wasn't able to tell the highs along with the lows or the juicy bits, I don't think that I would have been being honest. And as you know, talking about books a lot, that publishers and fans alike tend to like some of the juicy bits. But I think the most important theme of the book was a theme of hope and, as you mentioned earlier, redemption. But for me, this was really about giving other people hope, other people who have problems, and maybe perhaps the normal offered treatment isn't working for them.
Mm-hmm.
So this was introducing a scientific cure for alcoholism, which is the Sinclair Method. So I was very excited to write the book. I wrote the book based on Dr. Roy Escapa's asking me to write the book. When I asked what I could do to spread the word about the Sinclair Method. So it all came about very organically and sort of bizarrely, and I didn't expect that I would be doing this or writing this or telling all. It's sort of like coming out of the closet if you're gay or something. You know, it really is. Coming out as an addict is very humbling and embarrassing and humiliating, but it's also very freeing.
Right.
And I think that especially this time of year when people are really abusing alcohol and drugs and eating, and, you know, that people need some sort of hope and maybe another option.
And that was one thing I questioned was when you began to write, and you know, I think it seemed like maybe at first you start to hold back, but then you realize, oh, I have to tell this. Like, I have to not edit it and tell it in its rawest form. Was that difficult for you to read itself, to hear it back to yourself?
Yeah, especially when I did the audio version. I have to admit, I cried a couple of times, and now I understand why when I look at the reviews on Amazon, people are saying, I cried three times before the first 50 pages. And it didn't occur to me because it's my life, and I've lived it, and I've gotten through it, and I've dealt with it. But when I was doing it, and it was cathartic in a way, but it's also, like I said, it's very... It's not easy because I've played a lot of heroes on TV. I have a lot of people who look up to me, and people think I'm very strong. They don't know that you're fallible as well. And, you know, this is something that, you know, up until recently, it's still thought of as a moral problem, that you're a weak person, that there's something wrong with you if you have a problem controlling drinking or drugs or eating disorders or whatever. And so I really felt that I had to come clean, because if I didn't, I wouldn't be able to help anybody. If I'm not honest, then how can people trust me if I'm not going to be showing the good, the bad, and the very, very ugly? And I know if you read the book, there is some very, very ugly stuff, you know.
That's I think one of the biggest points you discuss in the book is the bus stop.
Yeah, the bus stop, yeah.
Which is one of the harder scenes, it even seemed like. And
it's horrible. pathetic.
And for me, when I play it in my head, it plays as a movie just because of who I am. And I'm visualizing like this scene, and I'm like, but this is not a movie. This is what she lived.
Yeah. And believe me, it's literally like being outside of your body. Anybody who's experienced anything that takes over, that is a compulsion, anything, whether it's from being a bulimic and throwing up in the bathroom and not being able to stop, or whether it's a heroin addict shooting up, or whether it's an alcoholic, you know, stealing mouthwash to get the alcohol into their system. This is not that person. This is not what they want. It's not what they want to be. It's not making them happy. I called it the monster in the book, but it is literally it's like somebody takes over your body and they're dictating your movements, and it's horrible and it's frightening.
Are you screaming to yourself as you're going to? Do you find yourself like screaming to yourself, like, why are you doing this?
Yes. I mean, there were times when I would just, because I'm a very disciplined person and a very strong person, and I also happen to really love life, and I'm a very happy person. So when this crept in my late 30s, I was shocked and horrified. Mm-hmm. I never thought it could happen to me. I mean, that's, I think, what a lot of people think is, oh, it could never happen to me.
I
never understood addicts. You know, I saw addiction in my family and elsewhere, and I said, oh, well, they must just not be able to be strong enough, you know.
Right.
And it wasn't until it hit me that I thought, wow, this is not even about personal strength. This is about something like an alien taking over your body. It was bizarre.
When this happened to you, you had already had so much success in your acting career. I mean, so to go from one extreme to the next, I mean, the people who watched you kind of go through that, how was their reaction during that transition?
Well, to tell you the truth, I was, because I was mostly, you know, I would be abstinent for long periods of time and then fall off the wagon. So I was more of a binger, not a continual drinker. But the people around me, I was also hiding it, obviously. And I didn't go out in public and fall down or take off my underwear. Or, you know, there were no photos of me falling down, you know.
Right.
Usually if so I wasn't a public nuisance or anything like that. I was at that point just staying at home. And like I said, it was periodical. So there would be 5 months of sobriety and then a week of drinking and then a week of, you know, recovery. So it was more of a private disease for me. It wasn't something. Yeah, I didn't have the Lindsay Lohan, Robert Downey Jr. experiences, because I wasn't famous enough and I wasn't being followed around. And also, I drank at home. I didn't go out and fall out of limousines. You know, I didn't make a public nuisance of myself. But the people who knew me knew that I would disappear periodically, and that was something that my grandfather did as well. You know, he was a surgeon, and he would disappear to the desert for a few weeks. And I didn't know it as a kid, but that's when he would go to drink. Yeah.
But now you have other moments in your life with the crazed fan. I honestly, this is where I really found your book to almost be a fantasy. And I know there was a period where fans were causing harm to their celebrity passions. And to see that this gentleman not only came and shot you at the convention, to then 10 years later to be found, and he says to you, I bet you know who I am.
I think that's one of the, I don't even think you can make this up. You know, when you talk about thinking the bus stop is a scene, I always think of this, this is almost like, it's almost like one of those three-part jokes. Literally, the guy shoots me in a Tribble outfit, and luckily he didn't hit an organ like what happened to Brandon Lee or, you know, John Eric Hexum was killed by a full blank. I was shot by a full blank. But not only does he get dragged out of there and banned from conventions and arrested and chained and the whole bit, you know, but then 10 years later, he walks up to me and says, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, yes, I do. You shot me. And there was this long, 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 full blank stare. And he looked at me and said, oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. No.
Can you imagine? That's amazing.
What is that? The Whitney Houston, when the guy shot her, it's like one of those moments. Like, is this real? Like, oh, my goodness. And you sat there. No, so as he's looking at a blank stare, were you terrified when you saw him again? Because I imagine you recognized him, like, immediately.
Oh, well, I knew that I was in his hometown, so I don't normally have security or anything like that. But in that particular convention, I had asked them to supply me with a security guard because I knew this was his hometown. And I knew
right.
that the statute of limitations was kind of over and he was allowed to go to conventions again. So I had a little sort of bodyguard guy behind me,
mm-hmm.
and I was with my boyfriend at the time. So I thought, okay,
mm-hmm.
I'm covered. But I did see those little slippers come forward, you know, the same slippers he wore when he shot me.
Wow.
It was just insane. And I thought,
yeah,
this is not a person dealing with a full deck, first of all. And second of
no.
all, you know, they thought it was funny.
That's over the top.
Had it been two
and,
inches lower, it would have been in my liver. You know, probably would have shot
right.
my organs. So it
caused major damage.
It hit my rib instead, and I got a big hematoma and a slightly fractured rib. But had it been a couple inches lower, yeah, maybe I wouldn't even have survived. So
that's
horrible.
Yeah, that's over the top. That is over the top.
Yeah.
Now to change gears for a second here, there is a scene in the book that there's a part in the book where we discuss your relationship with Dottie Fade. And all that went on there. Another interesting scene we talk about is just the wedding day. Was that all about the alcoholism, or where were you at in that time of your life?
My wedding day.
Did I pronounce that wrong?
My wedding day.
Yes.
On my wedding day, I had nothing to do with Dottie Fayed. I married the writer Gary DeVore.
My apologies.
No worries. No, I didn't marry Dodie. Dodie I saw on and off for 20 years, and I saw him in my teens and then again about a year and a half before he died with Princess Diana. But no, we were really good friends, and we were very close for about 20 years. But my ex-husband was the writer Gary DeVore, who died in the aqueduct. He's one of Hollywood's most mysterious deaths. I know it sounds like I'm surrounded by death, but no, I'm
life.
Not. He died after we were divorced.
Okay.
Yeah, I was married very young. I was 23, and he was 48.
Okay, now, since we have a caller here, we have
mm-hmm.
a caller who wants to actually ask her a question. So if we can go ahead and pull the caller to the show, you guys are greatly appreciated. Hello there. You're currently on Tangible Live on Books with Claudia. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great, my sweetie. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's going on, Ma?
Oh, my mother, funny enough.
Is that your mother?
It is. Ma,
Hi.
You read the book?
Hi. How
hey,
are
Mom?
You?
Did Mom read the book?
No, I read the inside flap
okay.
in the back, but no,
the
honestly... but just listening to the two of you talk right now, I'm sitting here thinking, oh, my God, how blessed she is. I wonder, does she know that you are living a living testimony? Like you said, anytime there's breath, there's hope. And you're
yes.
right. People need to know there is another way. There is an alternative. You don't have to stay,
mm-hmm.
you know, in that particular mode of life. I've had many professors to tell me there's nothing wrong with falling down.
Right.
You know, you're going to fall because we're human. The problem is staying there.
Absolutely.
You know, and so I just congratulate you, and I'm
well,
very proud of you, even though I don't know you, but I'm proud of anyone who can take it and turn it around.
Well, you know the interesting thing is, and you know, America has been very, I'm going to get a little bit scientific here for 1 second, but
okay.
America's been a little bit behind the times on the Sinclair method, and about 3 days ago the EU approved the use of nalmefene, which is also an opiate blocker, with
mm.
and in conjunction with drinking, which is the Sinclair method. And,
okay.
of course, most people say, especially, you know, rehab or abstinence-based, faith-based treatments,
mm.
say you can't give an alcoholic a drink. But if you look at the science of it, if you don't
mm.
introduce the poison, in other words, your bad behavior, alcoholism,
mm.
gambling, any of these addictions, if you don't introduce it to the opiate blocker, it won't create the pharmacological extinction in the brain. And what this is, it's not a Band-Aid, it's a cure.
Okay.
And that's the difference. Within 3 to 4 months, people get up to 80% long-term success rate, and rehab and AA can only claim about 5%. And what
wow.
this is a medical treatment, much like when people used to say that tuberculosis was, you know, that people must
mm-hmm.
be bad people if they contracted tuberculosis. So they
right.
they weren't given you know the treatment for it in a
right.
proper way.
Right.
And this is there, and even now obviously the FDA looks at what the EU does. And 3 days ago the EU approved the Sinclair method, which is drinking in conjunction with a opiate blocker. And what that does is it trains the neural pathways in the brain to stop being compulsive about alcohol. So you stop the cravings, you stop abusing it. And within a couple months, you will find that you're in control, and 47% of the people will go completely sober. So this is modern technology, folks. It is a medical treatment. And for so many people who feel bad because rehab didn't work and they spent all this money and they had to be away from their family and they almost lost their job, you know, and they're dragged away for 30 to 60 days for $30,000 to $60,000.
Right.
In this revolving door of rehab that doesn't work for 95% of the people, or you go to meetings and try and pray it away. You don't try and pray away diabetes or cancer. You treat it.
You treat it, absolutely.
And alcoholism is a learned behavior. You don't go into a bar at 21 and have a drink and become an alcoholic.
You have to
keep reinforcing those neural pathways. And anybody who studies the science of it will understand the Sinclair Method. And I think that's what really made me angry, is that I lost 5 to 6 years of my life because nobody told me about this. And I want to save everybody else from wasting 5 to 6 years of their life or more.
Right.
Or less.
Yes.
Even one year of their life.
Yeah, well, good
That's
job.
The most important message right now, is to just tell people it's okay if those other options didn't work for you. There's something else. And it's only fair that we present it. And by the way, this is unbelievably, I was cured for less than $50. I bought a copy of The Cure for Alcoholism on Amazon for $8, and I got a prescription for naltrexone for $30. Okay?
What?
And that was it. That was it.
Amazing. Well, Claudia, I have two questions for you. One, how were you introduced to this method? And two, in regards to your book, how do the people that you've mentioned in your book feel about its release?
I'm going to address the second question first. I haven't heard from anybody that I mentioned in the book at all, except the people who gave reviews, and some of the people that I mentioned from Babylon 5, and they're all really happy about it. I haven't heard from any of my exes, and I certainly haven't heard from any of the people who passed, obviously, or their families.
We want you to hear from them, just in case you do.
Maybe I will in the afterlife.
That'll make another book.
That would make a whole other book, Tales from the Other Side. And to address the first question, I found the Sinclair Method after trying everything else, from AA to rehab to hypnotherapy, vitamin treatment, diet, you name it. I tried everything, past life regression, psychotherapy, shock therapy. I tried everything.
Hypnotism, isn't it?
Hypnotism as well, yeah. I tried everything, and I went into a detox center 4 years ago, and on the way out, I grabbed a flyer for something called Vivitrol, which was a shot, and I kept calling the place to get the shot because it was supposed to inhibit cravings, and they never returned my call. So I did my own research, and I found out that the active ingredient was something called naltrexone.
Okay.
And so I researched that, and that's how I found Dr. Roy Escapa's book, The Cure for Alcoholism. I read the book. I ordered the drug from Canada or India or someplace. I got the drug. I took it the first time, and I could not believe it. I completely was back to normal. I was back to the old Claudia. I could not believe my brain was back to the old Claudia. It was unbelievable. After one time of taking naltrexone in one drinking session, I had a half a glass of wine. It was incredible.
Wow.
And
so you saw immediate results.
It was I'm what's called an immediate responder. And a lot of people are, actually, the people that I've recommended that go on it. I have about 15 people right now that I sort of watch over, and they're all immediate responders.
Wow.
100% success rate.
That's awesome.
for the people.
Thank you for calling in.
Hmm?
I said, thank you for calling in, Mom. We're going to digress.
Oh, anyway, so then to finish it, Mom, I called Dr. Escapa and asked him what I could do to help, and he said, write a book, and hence that's why I'm here.
Wow. Well, I know I have to go. I'm sure there are other callers that have interesting questions. But
it was lovely to meet you.
You too. I'm very excited, and like I said, I'm very proud of you to be able to, you know, to share your story. And like you said, give hope to others that there are other methods. There's something else you can do.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And a happy holiday to you, too.
Merry Christmas to you, Claudia.
Thank you.
Bye, baby. Talk to you soon.
Bye. She's so adorable. Okay,
she's adorable.
Okay, so now I have a question. With all you've been through, you have been stopped, you have been shot, you have experienced tragedy. Have you ever questioned, why did all this happen?
You know, I think that with, you know, if you choose a life in the public eye, then you are to expect things. But, I mean, I haven't been through a tenth of what my mother lived through. World War II. She was bombed. She lost all of her homes. She was living in basements for 3 years of her childhood. She lost all of her friends. Every young man in the villages were, you know, either crippled or dead. Her brother was forced to be a pilot at the age of 14. I mean, people go through hard times.
Right.
I have a girlfriend in L.A. that, you know, lived through one of the worst famines. Another girlfriend who is African and who's, you know, not comes from a country of rampant with alcoholism and AIDS and civil war. So we've all been through stuff. It's just life. Some stuff happened to me. When you know, talk about rape or something, 1 out of 5 women are raped. That's absolutely. I'm just a statistic. You know, I mean that just happened to me, but it happens to 1 out of 5 women in America. As far as, you know, being an alcoholic, like I said, there's you know, if you have a genetic predisposition, and if you drink before the age of 21 when your brain is not fully developed, you've got a nearly 50% chance of becoming an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. So you just roll the dice and things happen to you. And I think that I've been incredibly blessed because I've had great friends, great family, and I've been able to do the career that I've wanted to do for 30 years. So I'm incredibly lucky.
Well,
you know, and along the way, of course, things are going to happen. But I could have been killed. I mean, in the situations that I put myself in and the things that I've done. And I moved out at 16 and a half. I mean,
you really started out into the world.
Of course. So I've been living fully since then, you know. And I was never coddled or protected or, you know, I was an adult very, very young. I was working from the age of 12. So,
yeah.
I think that the more you live, the greater you're going to experience highs and lows. The more you're sequestered and coddled, of course, the less highs and lows you're going to experience.
And you are definitely, you've had your lows. You're now into your highs with this awesome book, which I think, again, was a great story. And it
Thank
definitely
you.
Is a beacon of light for people to see that you can just come out of it and be triumphant and not go back. And I think that's the best part of the story, too, is you have gone forward and you're just continuing to move forward. So that is pretty awesome, if I say so myself. My hat is off to you.
Sorry?
I said my hat is off to you. I tipped my hat to you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Definitely. Well, I want to thank you, Claudia, for stopping by and hanging out here at T. Angelo Live One Books. It's been a great pleasure having you.
Thank you very much for having me, and I hope you have a beautiful holiday and all your listeners have a great holiday season. And if you're going to drink, don't drive. And if you're going to drink to excess, look into the Sinclair Method because it can also keep you from becoming an alcoholic. So if you have friends or loved ones, please Google the Sinclair Method and look up thecureforalcoholism.com.
There you guys go. Well, thank you so much for hanging out, and we'll definitely talk with you soon. If you guys are interested in learning more about Claudia Christian and the book Babylon Confidential, you can go to tangelolive.com on the main page. You'll be able to click the thimble and order your book there, okay? We're going to take a quick break, and then when we return, we'll be hanging out more with your boy Tangelo, right? We'll be right back.
On. This is your boy D'Angelo, and you are chilling at the Kicking Spot. Kicking Spot. Kicking Spot. Kicking Spot. The Kicking Spot. Kicking Spot. Kicking Spot. Kicking Spot. The Kicking Spot. Kicking Spot. Kicking Spot. Kicking Spot. Welcome to the Kicking Spot, and I'm your host, D'Angelo.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth.
Long lay the world in sin and error pining till he appeared and the soul.
A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices,
for yonder brings a new and glorious morn.
Public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing, so with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573, or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com, or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Hey there, everybody. What's going on? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and we are chilling here at the Kickin' Spot. We just come out of T'Angelo Live 1 Books, where we were graced with the presence of Claudia Christian, an amazing lady, amazing actress, who has shared with us the Sinclair Method of a way of getting past addictions. Hers happened to be alcoholism, and you have to check out the book, Babylon Confidential. So be sure to go to T'AngeloLive.com to cop your copy today. So as we move in through the night, we have to discuss some interesting topics that I thought to be interesting anyway, inside the Hollywood world. Oh, goodness. Okay, so before I get into that, just really quickly, you guys. Oh, my goodness. This is the last show of 2013. I mean, of 2012. I'm already in 2013. This is the last show of 2012, and it snuck up on me. So I should have did a whole big old end-of-the-year bash and had a bunch of people come on, but it snuck up on me. But here we are. So I'm thinking I'm going to have maybe visit somebody else's show and have a party on their show. I don't know. We'll have to do something. But anyhow, I was just having a moment. Okay, you guys. Here, we're going to go ahead and get into the Celebrity Hub for just a second, okay? So let's go ahead and get into the Celebrity Hub.
Ooh, the Celebrity Hub is next. Shh, be quiet. It might be juicy.
The Kickin' Spot Celebrity Hub is brought to you by EOTMBlog.com. When you're looking for the latest, the freshest, and the biggest stories in Hollywood, EOTMBlog, yes, I said it, EOTMBlog.com is the site to visit.
I said be quiet, it's coming on, and get off my foot.
So, as we now are here, did you guys happen to follow the show Basketball Wives when they had Eva Lozada on the show and she was like all over the place, became like the villain, the bitch of the show? Well, she later on ended up in a fight with her husband. She also ended up on a show called Fix My Life with Ayala Van Zandt. It's on the OWN Network where they tried to help her fix her life. Well, hopefully it's going well because recently Eva and Chad Ochocinco Johnson met face-to-face for the first time since their domestic violence incident, and they met in the courtroom. Bum, bum, bum. Yes, it was there that Eva says she misses Chad. Even got in front of a judge and dropped the restraining order against her ex-husband, Chad, making it seem as though they could be one step closer to getting back together. Just maybe? TMZ reports, during the court hearing, the judge asked Evelyn if she had been threatened or coerced into making the request to drop the order, to which she replied, no. The judge also asked if she was afraid of Chad, and she replied, no. The judge then granted Eva's request, and life goes on. Now, Eva does admit she doesn't know where the relationship with Chad will end up, but they can at least start talking again. They also reported last week that the two are still in love and missing each other. They've been sending each other lovely tweets in Spanish back and forth on Twitter. So do you think it's a smart idea for Evan to get back with Chad? You have to post your comments on Facebook. But they are definitely talking again. We'll have to continue to watch and see what happens next. Why am I doing my own sound effects? She just asked me. I mean, I guess I could have them put it in the script, but it's just fun for me to do my own self because I'm good at doing sound effects. Why am I doing my own sound effects? They sound great. You don't like that one? Okay, I won't do it again. Anyhow, next, you guys, all have been talking about Instagram selling pictures. Okay, well, Kim Kardashian might have just saved everyone from Instagram's picture selling situation, okay? Now, you're questioning, how did she do that? Well, it seems, with everyone being up in arms about Instagram changing their terms of service policy, the popular photo sharing site started flexing, saying they now had the right to sell users' photos without compensation to the user. And it turns out Kim Kardashian, like I said, may have saved us all, because Keeping Up with the Kardashians is the Keeping Up with the Kardashians starlet is extremely upset, and she's planning on leaving the IG over, which is Instagram, leaving Instagram over this change in their TOS, which is terms of service. Being that she's their most popular user and her whole family rounds out the top 10, Instagram is definitely listening to her. They report, Instagram says, the widespread interpretation of the policy was simply not true. They're not selling users' photos, and they apologize for the confusing language. Instagram says it's revising the wording and will release the new TOS in the near future. But Kim K isn't quite convinced, not just yet anyway, and is telling friends she's thinking about shutting down her Instagram account and going over to a rival photo posting company and taking all of her followers with her. If they do keep their word, then Kim Kardashian just saved millions for Instagram. In the meantime, we'll have to just continue to wait and see how the story unfolds. Now, also, I did hear that Facebook just bought Instagram for $1 billion, which means Facebook would be a lot bigger and have this problem on their hands. So we'll have to continue to watch to see where it all unfolds. And then the last story I will discuss in the Celebrity Hub this evening will have to be that EOTMTV is having their own awards show in August of 2013. Y'all missed that? I'll say it again. EOTMTV Awards! Yay! I probably should have them play that applause right around there, huh? Oh, well. So, EOTM Awards will be taking place August of 2013. You guys, this is the first awards show, so it's definitely going to be higher as we have to invite all the who's and the what's and the talked about and the trendings to be here. This will be an awesome event. So if you happen to be in Los Angeles area or not, just come here. You have until August 2013 to get here, and be sure to attend this awesome event. So all we have is just those mere details. They haven't released anything just yet, but I know I'm already going to have, after the red carpet event, I'm going to have to try to figure out what I'm going to wear. That's at least a three-outfit night, at least three fits. I mean, sporty, then casual, and then dapper down. You know, we'll definitely have to see what's going on there. And then if Steven Knight makes it out to the show, I got to have competition now because everybody likes to dress. And then Ron Anthony's out there too. Oh, yeah. So the EOTM fam haven't all been together on one circuit. Now I got competition. I'm not really used to that. Okay, that's cool, though. They're not gonna scare me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm good, Joe, you know? Yeah. Anyhow, you guys, listen. So I'm thinking that EOTM, I don't even know, you guys. I'm just making this all up. Just know that this is not quoted by them because I don't know yet. But I'm thinking EOTM is going to have like a People's Choice Award or voters choose in and call or tweet this number or something. Well, listen, be sure to cast your vote when the time comes because you know I'm looking to win something. I mean, I got to win something. I'm not sure what just yet, but I mean, something, right? So I am your, so just know that, okay? Just know that who I am. Don't forget. And I'll say it just so you don't forget, okay? And I'm your host, T'Angelo. Okay, so now, you guys, we are going to go ahead and bring the show to a close, to an end. It's been great. It's been awesome. It's been a wonderful 2012. T'Angelo Live has taken ranks and moving forward. We have launched T'Angelo Live on books, and the celebrities are definitely pouring in with great books. This month, we started off with Eric LaSalle, followed by Marla Martinson, concluding with Claudia Christian. And next year, we're going to start off, actually, with the writer of Christian Bale's biography. Yes, Christian Bale from Dark Knight has a biography written by Harrison Chung, a gentleman who was his personal assistant for years. So we'll be starting off there with much more to come. I'm not going to tell you too much at first, so you'll just have to wait until it all comes around. So with that being said, I want to take this moment to again say thank you, Claudia, for visiting with us and providing a slew of helpful information. If you know anybody who has been struggling with alcoholism or any type of addiction for that matter, definitely check out the information she stated before about the Sinclair Method. Also, I want to say thank you to the entire EOTM fam. You guys have been great. This has been an amazing year. Thank you to my supporters and my fans. You guys, my Twitter numbers are up. Facebook, all the numbers are up, and I'm so grateful for your continued support there. Again, this has been an awesome year. So we will have to just keep the train heading in the right direction, the direction of success, cash, money, and fame. Not for real. Just to be good at what we do. Just to be good and to be happy at what we do. Okay, you guys? So keep working to achieve your dream. It's not easy, but guess what? It's definitely worth it. Don't forget that in 2013, the show will be moving to the 8 o'clock time slot. 8 o'clock what? 8 o'clock time slot. 8 o'clock what? 8 o'clock time slot. Time slot, 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 time slot, time slot. 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock time slot. Woo, woo! Yeah. All right, you guys, I'm up out of here. Don't forget to experience life to the fullest and just live. And I'm your host, T'Angelo!
What's going on? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and you are chilling at the Kickin' Spot.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy T. Angelo, and you are tuned in to The Kickin' Spot. You are now tuned in to The Kickin' Spot, and I'm your boy T. Angelo. It's your boy. Welcome to the Kickin' Spot. It's your boy. It's your boy. I'm your host, T'Angelo. T'Angelo.
Why did I have visual?
I was partying to the break of dawn.
How about the who recorded the video?
T'Angelo.
OMG.
It's kind of sporadic.
So, no. Okay, have a better one. Apparently, I'm eager to when I talk about myself on time.
Go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kickin' Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.